Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri has met with the French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. Hariri is expected to stay in the French capital for a few days, and then he will travel to his country for Lebanon's Independence Day. Macron earlier said that he would host Hariri as Prime Minister of Lebanon since his resignation was not recognized in his home country. Hariri announced his resignation during a visit to Saudi Arabia 2 weeks ago. The surprise move raised suspicion that Hariri may have been forced by Riyadh to resign. The Lebanese presidency has said that it will not accept Hariri's resignation unless he returns to Lebanon and tenders it in person. The Russian foreign minister has warned about the consequences of, quote, external interference in Lebanon's affairs.
And the most important thing, we support the resolution of all urgent issues by the Lebanese themselves without any external interference through dialogue in the legal field, taking into account the interests of all leading political forces as well as ethnic and religious groups.
Sergey Lavrov made the remarks during a meeting with his Lebanese counterpart in Moscow. Lavrov underlined Russia's unwavering support for Lebanon's territorial integrity and sovereignty. He stressed the necessity of an effective participation of all government branches in maintaining Lebanon's security. Gibran Basile, for his part, said Lebanon rejected any foreign interference in its internal affairs. Basile called for Saad al-Hariri's unconditional return from Saudi Arabia before deciding whether to step down as the Lebanese prime minister. Ali Wisk, writer at Al Monitor, joins us from Beirut to share his thoughts with us on this. First of all, don't you think the more Hariri stays away from Lebanon, the worse that's going to look for the Lebanese people? He has chosen not to go to France. What role can France play in this case?
Well, France played the main role, as you saw. You know, it was the one which mediated after several French diplomats visited Riyadh. In the end, they were able to succeed. You have to remember that the Lebanon basically requested, if you would like, French assistance. The Lebanese Foreign Minister, Gibran Basile, went on a European tour, including Brussels and then France. So there was Lebanese efforts to get France to play this role. But I think what is the most important statement from my perspective is what you just mentioned, saying when the French president says that he will welcome and meet with Prime Minister Hariri as the Prime Minister of Lebanon, therefore recognizing the Lebanese president's stance, the Lebanese state stance, that they don't recognize his resignation. When the French join voices with the Lebanese president, with the Lebanese state apparatus, if you would like, I think that represents quite a significant victory for the Lebanese state, for Lebanese unity, because all the Lebanese, even the usual Lebanese factions which are allies to Saudi Arabia, this time they actually went against this Saudi move. And so when the French president says that he welcomes Saad al-Hariri as prime minister, that's a win for Lebanese unity, and it's also a significant setback for the Saudi attempts. So I think what we have witnessed is Saudi Arabia losing yet another round.
When we want to look at the way the U.S. has acted here, one of the most, I think, prominent statements was made days ago when the U.S. said Lebanon cannot and should not be used as a field for proxy maneuvering. Does that show that the U.S. is against the way that this perceived Saudi interference is working out?
Yes, I think what you said is quite accurate. I think that the U.S. does appear, when it comes to Lebanon at least, it doesn't appear to see eye to eye. I think that the White House in the end viewed that this latest move by Saudi Arabia to force Hariri to resign was an uncalculated and rash move. So I think that what you said is accurate. You know, despite the fact that Trump and his team tend to agree with Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi Crown Prince, on many issues, and it appears to be a lot of convergence between the two, when it comes to Lebanon at least, I think that Saudi Arabia even found that the White House wasn't on the same page, and that's why you saw this Saudi retreat and Hariri being allowed to leave Saudi Arabia, going to France. Saudi Arabia appeared to be very much alone, maybe if you put aside the United Arab Emirates, but other than that, it appeared to, I think, be alone in this endeavor, and it miscalculated this step.
Ali, it was a pleasure talking to you. Writer at Al Monitor from Beirut.